Well, this is how to do the Daf Yomi. Sitting over here in Sipori above the world, which is why it's called Sipori, because as the Gemara says, it's up there like a Sipor, looking all around at the mountains of the Galil, and right here, within a few minutes walk, I can take a look, and I'm looking right now outside at the Beit HaMidrash of Rabbeinu HaKadosh Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. This is where he lived all of the years in Sipori. This is where he was Nifter. And looking down the hill, I could see the kever of Yehuda Nasiya, his grandson, the one who was Kaveh the calendar. Yes, indeed, this is the way to go. Today's daf is daf Chof Tes in Meseket Zvachim, and we were holding at Omar Le Rav Papa Larova on the fifth line down. And so, we managed to work out yesterday the two psukim. The Kro Aricha in Parshas Tzav and the Kro Zuta in Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, and worked out at the end, according to Rava, that everything was learned out actually from the Kro, the Aricha, the long pasuk of the Im Herko Yachel Mipsar Zevach Shalamav and so on in Parshas Tzav, both Chutz L'Zmano and Chutz L'Mekomo, plus utilizing the Avon Avon to tell me that the Chiev of Karet is only and uniquely on Pigo Chutz L'Zmano. The problem is, as Rav Papa points out to Rav, according to you, what is the meaning of Im Hayalcho Yachel Bayom HaShilishi, which occurs in Parshat Kedoshim Tiyu, Mai Darashtabe? According to you, it doesn't mean anything. Ah, says Rav, Ahumi Boyle, that pasuk is needed to tell me Lemakom Shiyeh Meshulash Bedam Bebasaru Beimurim. As we said earlier, Rava says it needs to be a makom where at least it's possible theoretically to do Zrikas Dam, to do Haktara, to do Achila, and therefore if somebody has a Machshava to eat in the Heichal, since there's no possible way in which there would ever be Haktarat Beimurim in the Heichal, and the Torah never prescribes Achilas Basar in the Heichal, that would not be a makom of pigul, even when it comes to the dinim of Zri. Says the Gemara, but I don't need the Pasuk of Kedoshim Tiyu for that. The Tepakli Mikro Kama, why can't I learn that out from the Shlishi in the first Pasuk? Because since the Torah could have said, Ve'im Heyocho Yeachel, it was obviously B'yom HaShlishi, because before that, it was talking about that which had been left over to Yom HaShlishi. So what would be the need to say over Shlishi again? Umida Afki Rachmana Belashon Shlishi, since it says specifically the dinim that we learned out in terms of Mishulash, we should be able to learn out this halach as well, that it should be Mishulash Bedam Babasar Meumarim, exactly as Rava said. Omer Vashi Amrita Lashmaita Kameda Rav, I said this over in front of Ramasna, and he told me, Omale Imi Hatam, had I learned it out from the long pasuk in Parshat Tzav, I would have thought that that Shlishi is coming to tell me something else. That Shlishi is Prat, that it is a din of Prat and Klal. So you're right, it would have meant a Prat. There has to be a Malkum Mishulash. The problem is that the next word is Pigul, which is a klal, which means anything that makes pigul. And the rule in drashut is naaseh klal mutzaf ala prat vitrabu shar mikomot. Wherever you have a prat and klal, the klal is mosif, and it would include even all places, including the heichal. Kamash malan. Therefore, the other pasuk in parshat kedoshim tiyu to tell me the din that it needs to be mishulash. Now, we'd like to see in the Braita more about Im Heyalcho Yachel Bayom HaShlishi, whether that is talking about, we've assumed actually all of this all along, because I spoke it out to you, but Lamaisa, here is where the Braita speaks directly to the issue of, could it be talking about really notar, or does it have to be talking about virtual notar, meaning the Machshava? So turn around, Bona. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Listen here, guys. Kof oznecha lishmoa. Listen carefully, because if you listen to what these words are saying, you will recognize immediately that we are not talking about real notar. We're talking about mimichashev lecho mizivcho. The Torah could only be addressing over here someone who thinks about eating it on the third day. Now, would you consider for a moment that it's the real thing here? That this is a reference to someone who eats it as notar? Impossible. Because the Pasuk says, lo yeratzeh. So, is it really possible to say the Amrit, Akashu Kasher, after the Korban was kosher, and everything was Merutza, so for some reason now retroactively you undo the Korban by eating Notar, Yachzor v'yipasel, that's absurd. Omala Rebbe Akiva, I don't understand. Why is that absurd? We find exactly such a halacha. Hein? I would say, in fact, absolutely, it would be possible. Because matzino bezav zavah v'shomer yom kineged yom, we have exactly the same situation when it comes to being soter retroactively a day in which we thought that it, somebody was tohar, and because now he's ro'eh or she is ro'ah, it all starts over again. That it was becheskat tohorah v'kivan shira'u satru, having been ro'eh dam. Now they have to start over, and what we thought before was becheskat tahara, they now become tmeim lemafreya. So why is this any different? Afatal tatamei al zeh. The same thing could be true about a korban. We have a chazaka, basically, that it was hukshar, and we were waiting to see whether everything will be done right, including the achila, that it shouldn't be done chutz lezmano. And if it was eaten chutz lezmano, what's so amazing? Sheyachzor v'yipasel. Why can't it pass the carbon back lemafreya exactly the same way that a re'ia of a zav or a zava will now be so to the re'ia, so to the assumption of the tahira? So therefore, in exactly the same way that we have a cheskas tahira on the cases of Azov and Azova, they start counting now 7 days. And then, and the Shomer Yom Keneged Yom is supposed to keep 1 day of Tahara, and can even do Tefillah during the day. But now, if something happens afterwards, then all of a sudden, the Tumah goes back Lemafreya. So this should be no different. Korban can become Nifsa Lemafreya, no? Omar Leh said, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Akiva, nah, come on. I mean, bottom line is, the Pasuk says, Harei Omer Hamakriv Oto. That means that it's talking about the Sha'at Hakrava. Only at the time that I'm doing the actual Hakrava, then it's Nifsal. But it will not be Nifsal. Ve'eino Nifsal Bashlishi. And therefore we have to understand it as referring to virtual notar. Now, let me continue, says Rabbi Eliezer. Oh, eino omer, perhaps, actually, hamakrivoto means something else. Ela ze, kohen hamakriv, that you might think the kohen who is makriv, he should become lo yechashev. He should become apostle kohen. This is something that Rav addressed yesterday. And then we wouldn't be able to necessarily prove what I'm saying here against Rabbi Akiva, but that's not true, because Kishu Omer Hamakriv Oto, Oto is a reference to Bezevachu Medaber, but Eino Medaber Bekohen, and therefore the Kohen is kosher. What then is the meaning of Hamakriv Oto? Besha'at HaKrava. Ben Azai Omer, and Ben Azai now in the Braita continues, and he says differently. He says Oto. Ma Talmud Lomar, what is the word Hamakriv Oto coming to teach me? Lefish enema lo ta'achel l'shalmo. A person who makes a neder to bring a korban is not allowed to put off bringing that korban for after the moed. And he's going to be over on a lo ta'achel, which is a lo ta'aseh after either three moedim or the last of the moedim. It's already a big machlokas at what point in the Gemara, what point we're over the lav. But in any event, Yochol Af Me'acher Nidro, is below Yeratzeh, you might think that somebody is who was Ma'acher is also going to have a pasul carbon, not simply be over on a lava of the carbon, and that it should be just as bad as a machshava of doing it at the wrong time, because he pushed it off to the wrong time. Talmud lomar oto, only this case where there's a machshava at the time of the akrov is below yiratzeh. Masheinkin, someone who brings it too late, the ein hameacher nidro below yiratzeh. Now there's yet another shita, which is the acherim. Acherim omrim. How do we know that the pasuk is not talking about the one who eats it, but it's actually talking about the thought? From the word lo yechashev. Did it not say lo yeratzeh? So the reason that it says lo yechashev is because it wants us to concentrate on the element of machshava. It's the thinking that's the problem here. The machshava nifsal, the no nifsal bashelishi. The only pagam here is thinking about eating it, not actually eating it on the third day. Ask the Gemara, but what about according to Ben Azai, who learned the din of oto, that oto is a reference to lo ta'acher l'shalmo, then we're back to the problem that we had in Rebbe Eliezer originally. How does he know that the pasuk over here is talking about the zevach and not the kohen? Maybe indeed it means the hamakriv oto, the one who was makriv this carbon that was not a problem of lo ta'acher but was the makshavas pigo. How then that he should be nifsal? How do we know that it's eno medaber b'kohen minolei? Where is his proof that the kohen isn't nifsal? But yibayitei manafkele midacherim, he may learn it out from, may agree with the acherim. The last pshat over here, the lo yechashev, that it's a question of makshava, not through achila. And if that's the case, it wouldn't have anything to do. That means that the psul here is in the korban. Because if the psul is in the kohen, then how could I have thought that if somebody else would have eaten it on the third day, that then the kohen who brought it properly would be pasul? How could I have thought that it would have been nifsal Bishlishi? If I need a pasuk to tell me that it's not nifsal bishlishi, it's got to be talking about the zevach and not the kohen. I mean, it's an absolutely crazy situation. A kohen brings a carbon, he does everything right. 3 days later, the idiot that he brings the carbon for eats the carbon at the wrong time, and now we throw the kohen out of the kahuna. That's absurd. So it's clear that since the Torah needs to tell me that, it's got to be referring to the zevach and not the kohen. Or we could also say v'ibayit ema, that Ben Azai learns this out from the fact mirichtiv lo yeratzeh. That lo yeratzeh is a din in ritzoy. Ritzoy is about the zevach. It's not about the kohen. And so memela, we know that we're talking about not possible to talk about the psul of the kohen. Now you're saying that Ben Azai learned the din of oto, that a ma'acheret nidro is not included? Is this where he knows that from? Uben azai oto belo yiratzeh vein ma'acher nidro belo yiratzeh mihocha nafka? Is this really where he knows this from? I thought it can be learned out of the acherim, the tanya acherim omrim. Yocho yehe b'chor shi'ibra shnato. The din is you have to bring a b'chor betoch its first year. You might think that if you were ma'acher that b'chor, and you didn't bring it until it was already of rashanato, and now it's in its second year, you might think that it should be kipsulei hamugdashim. It was as if it was nafal b'mun, and some other psul, and should be possible from this point on. Talmud lomar ve'achato v'fnei Hashem alokecha ma'asa degancha tiroshecha v'yitzarecha uve'chorot b'korcha v'tzonecha. And therefore, the Torah is being makish b'chor to maaser, to teach me that just like maaser, it doesn't matter if you're masher, you're maaser from 1 year to the next. Eino nifsal mishana l'chaverta. So, therefore, in the terms of the achilat ma'aser. If you now leave over your ma'aser from one year to the next, there is no psul. So to the b'chor, there's no psul. Af b'chor eno nifsal mishana l'chaverta. So doesn't that teach you that bringing a carbon light is not going to passel it? So why would he have to learn it out from oto v'lo ma'acheret nidro? Says the Gemara, Yitzchak ben Azai needs this anyway, this drasha of oto. Because ha'kedai t'ramina hanimili b'chor, the reason a b'chor is a nifsal is because a b'chor is not coming to be meratzeh. So it's lav bar hartza'ahu. Avo kodashim divnei hartza'aninu ema lo liratzu. Maybe other kachim which are coming to be meratzeh, they would not be able to be meratzeh. Kamashban oto, to tell me that even though you were bringing this carbon to be meratzeh on yourself, and you don't bring it on time, you might think, if you're not going to bother even bring it on time, you're certainly not going to fall in my good graces. Therefore, kamashban, that nonetheless, the carbon achieves ritzui. Ask the Gemara still, akatim hatam nafka. Still, why would Ben Azai have to learn that from Oto? He could learn it from the Pasuk of Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo directly, where it says, Lo Ta'acher L'Shalmo V'haya Becha Chet. Becha Chet means you will have a sin, implying only in you, V'lo B'Korban Chachet. There won't be any Pagam in your Etzim Korban. And therefore, it teaches us that there's no reason to suspect a Pagam in a carbon bichu. Says the Gemara, Ben Azai needs the biyut of Aya b'chachet for something else. Ben Azai umi b'olei v'aya b'chachet v'lo b'ishtachachet. Because, how does your wife get into this? Because Sal kadayt chamina ho'il v'yomar Rabbi Elazar v'itema Rabbi Yochanan ein ishto shel adam meta elim ken mevakshin mimenu mamon ve'en lo. The reason that a person loses his wife, Hashem Yishmor, is if he owed money and he didn't have what to pay. As it says, Shenamar, Ein Lecha L'Shalem, if you can't afford what it was you committed yourself to, or what it was that you stole, some learned Dafka, some learned it's only Momon Shigazal. Loma Yikach Mishkafcha Mitachtecha, why should you lose your sleeping partner from beneath you? Referring to his wife. So you might think, Bahayavon, that here too, of not paying what you owe in time, about Acharnami Meta, Kamashwan Vaya Bechachet, Velo Bishtachachet. Therefore, Ben Hazai needs to learn the din of Oto to teach me that a karma that you are Macher is not Nifsal. Acherim Omrim. Others, the Acherim that's learned before, Lo Yechashev. We said that they said, Mamachshava nifsava inu nifsal b'shlishi. So now, Rebbe Eliezer, who didn't use Lo Yechashev to teach me that, he needed to go through his whole rigmarole of proving that we cannot be talking about real notar. It's got to be virtual notar. Why didn't he just look at the words Lo Yechashev and say, well, obviously, we're talking about now a pagam in Machshava? Ah, that's because he uses this to teach me the drasha Rabbi Yanai. Dom Rabbi Yanai minay lemachashavot shemotziot zo mizo. How do we know that if somebody was mechashiv in one avodah, a machsheves psul, he can no longer pass the carbon with machsheves chutz lizmano? Because as we said before, it has to be brought completely with a machsheves bigo chutz lizmano in order to be chayev karet. Shnema lo yechashev, as we said before, lo ye'arev bo machashavot achirot. It can have no other machshav except the machshavat pigul. Rav Mori matne, Rav Mori learns out in the name of Rav Yanai, another drasha, that om Rav Yanai minayin lemachashev bekoshim shu lo keh. Talmud lomar lo yechashev. This lashon of lo yechashev is do not have a machshavat psul in koshim. And if you do, you're over on a lotas. Oh, Malay Rav Ashil or Rav Mori, why did Rav Yanai claim that you're chayev malkot just because it's a lav? It's a lav shein bo maaseu. The whole lav shein bo maaseh in lokina lav. Omar lay, that the reason here that he, Rav Yanai darshan this way is because he holds like Rav Yehuda. The Yama, Lav she'en bo maaseh lo kina lav. Since, according to Rav Yehuda, lav she'en bo maaseh lo kina lav, lo yechashev l'shitato, is coming to add a lav and a chi of malchus for machsheves pigul.